Jake sent me something this week with NASCAR is planning a road race in conjunction with the Navy's 250th birthday.
Yeah, next, the Navy 250.
Next year, the Navy 250. And some of the commercials, some of the graphics, some of the specials coming out of this, especially the one you sent me, they are truly putting a massive production behind this. And it's going to take place on Coronado Base, and that's where the Navy SEALs train. That's where Buds is held. It's right down the road from North Island, where the original Top Gun used to be. Now it's in Fallon, Nevada. But just an iconic place for the Navy. Plus, you have the largest West Coast naval base there, San Diego, Navy base San Diego.
Yeah, Rob, this is absolutely incredible. This is a rumor that's been going on for several months now. And like I talked about a couple of weeks ago when there was the rumor of Franklin Field or Street Race in Philadelphia, when all those rumors were going on, this San Diego rumor has been going on for quite some time because, like I talked about, NASCAR has always coveted the Southern California market when you think of the clash that they had at the LA Coliseum for 3 years. That sort of ran its course, but also Fontana, California, I think it's about an hour or so from Hollywood. And they raced there for 26 years. They were supposed to turn it into a short track. That land was bought. Obviously, that project was pretty much left for dead. So this is incredible for it to be classified as a street race. And as you talked about the naval base, the 250th birthday of the United States Navy, also very, very close to the 250th birthday of America, for that matter. And it's incredible that all three major series are going to take part in this. You're going to have the Craftsman Truck Series Friday, June 19th, the Xfinity Series on Saturday, June 20th, and then on Father's Day, June 21st, is the NASCAR Cup Series. And I'm really, really excited about it, like you talked about, and like so many people in the NASCAR industry talked about. The videos that NASCAR put together to announce this, when you bring in a William Byron, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson, Carson Hocevar, and just the way that they were able to tie both of them together, and also a little bit of George Thorogood that was in the video as well, it made me really, really excited for this race in 2026.
It threw in some classic cars there. I mean, basically the
Joey
Navy
Logano,
the Navy commander was there and basically said, you know, how are you going to get past Navy security?
Yeah.
And they come out with these classic cars to head out. And it's funny when they think they're safe, the Navy security personnel jumps up from the back seat and just folds her arms.
Yeah.
But it took them up in some F-18s. I think they regretted asking for more speed. But, I mean, these guys are not shy to the G's they take in their own cars. But, even in the video, it looked like they were pretty queasy.
Oh, for sure. And then, I love the one outtake that they had with Hocevar when he was like, where's SVG? You know, Shane Van Gisbergen, as he's been winning all these road courses and street courses lately. And I got to credit NASCAR because this is something – they've listened to the fans as far as the schedule goes, because for the longest time, I would say about 10 years ago, it was basically the same complacent schedule. You would just have a couple dates that would get swapped around every year, for that matter. And they definitely threw a Hail Mary on this as far as street course, but also on a naval base as well, and the Southern California market, like I talked about. So I'm really excited to see what the rest of the 2026 schedule is going to look like. It's going to be on Prime Video. I believe that will be their last of five races that they will have next year. So definitely exciting, man.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have enough personnel there, but you know, Navy Base Coronado is a highly secure naval base. It's not like the general public, I don't think, will be allowed in to view this race, but I think there'll be enough Navy personnel there to stock that.
I think it was either Bob Pockrass from Fox Sports or Jeff Gluck from The Athletic, and I believe they said that, I believe as far as fans go, it'd probably be, I think, tens of thousands or so, and they said that fans would be able to purchase tickets for it.
Yeah, looking at the course, and I think what they're going to do is they're going to block off areas near the perimeter of it to have fan bases there, maybe even put up bleachers there. Because I looked at the course, and I've been on Navy Base Coronado a few times. looking at the course, it does hit the perimeter at a couple of locations. And there are some areas to where they obviously have to be vetted because, again, this is where your Navy SEAL buds training takes place. But I think you're going to see an entire week. Like you said, all three different entities will be using this road course.
Yes.
Will be there. I think you're going to see an entire week of events. I would not be surprised if on the USS Midway, which is now the museum aircraft carrier that's in San Diego, them having an event there earlier in the week with drivers and such like that. Sort of like Tom Cruise did for, you know, his Top Gun 2, where he came in on a helicopter onto the Midway and they had an entire premiere on the deck of the USS Midway. I could see something like that happening here.